The views and opinions expressed on the following show are those of the host and not necessarily those of Bigler Broadcasting or the staff and management of FM Talk 1065.
It's time for the George Williams Show on FM Talk 1065. George Williams, retired U.S. Marine Major, Vietnam veteran, retired federal agent, former vice chairman of the Alabama Republican Party, and world traveler, brings his wealth of information, sharing his thoughts on today's politics, and taking your calls and texts at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
Welcome, everyone out there in radio land. I am George Williams, your host. Our telephone number here is 251-343-0106. And you could also text me at that number. If it's appropriate, that text, when we have our guest on, I will ask the question. If not, I won't. But anyway, folks, we're getting close. Next week will be the big voting day, And, folks, we have a lot of candidates. And I know I talked to a lot of folks out there who are asking me, who are you going to vote for? And I kind of shy away from that, okay, during the primaries. But my thoughts are this. Look, folks, we need conservatives. Republicans, okay? Not just Republicans, conservative Republicans. Those are the ones we need. And we need to vote Republicans in office who will not raise taxes and put an extra burden on you, the voters out there. When I say extra burden, I mean additional funds that you have to take out of your pocket, take away from your family, and pay taxes. We don't need that, folks. We don't need that. So we're going to have a few candidates on tonight, and that's my thought to you. And remember, when we have candidates on, it's not that we're supporting anybody. We're just allowing candidates to come on the air and let you know what their platform is all about. And I think we have our first candidate. Hello. You're on the air.
No, it's Robin Lattiker.
All right. Our first candidate, Robin Lattiker. She is the a candidate for the Public Service Commission. And what seat is that?
I'm running for place two.
Place two. Robin Lattiker. And she's a South Alabamian, or I'll put it this way, a South L.A. resident, Lower Alabama, folks. That was just a joke.
Well, I'm kind of a transplant. My family's down there, okay. And I lived down there for a long time. I'm currently living up in the Birmingham area, but
okay.
I'll be back.
Gotcha.
Shortly, I hope.
Gotcha. Robin, tell our audience a little bit about yourself, please.
I'm past president of the Republican Women of Shelby County. I've been on the board of the Alabama Federation of Republican Women.
Mm-hmm.
Taught school there in Mobile at Maryvale Elementary for 10 years.
Okay.
Then Hoover for 22 and a half. I was a state teacher of the year, and I ended as a principal. And then I retired. I'm a licensed insurance adjuster, and I've been a COO for a software company. I've done a lot of things since I've retired.
Right. Okay, great. Now, tell our audience why you're running for that position with the Public Service Commission.
Well, when I was the state teacher of the year, I had a lot of opportunities to work down at the State Department of Education and became very familiar with the way state agencies run, and that's exactly what the Public Service Commission is.
Mm-hmm.
When Donald Trump was running for president the first time, he made a statement one night that really resonated with me. He said, we have got to do something about these federal and state agencies.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really just sick and tired of electing Republicans, and they go into these state agencies and they just kind of blend in. And they don't behave like we expect Republicans to behave.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one reason I'm running. Can I keep on? Because I won't stop.
Go, please, please. This is your opportunity. You only have another 7 days.
Okay. And another thing is, have you ever had a job that you didn't have to report to somebody? You know, and it really bothers me that we elect politicians and they get in office and they're kind of like chameleons. You know, they're all bright red when they go in, and then they turn blue, and then we don't hear anything from them. I mean, every job I've ever had, I've had to report someone.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm going to do is once a month, I'm going to post what I do every day at work, who I talk to, why I'm talking to them, why I vote the way I do, because I think it's time that elected officials report to the people that they work for.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the taxpayers.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one thing I want to do. I want to change the website so if people are having a problem, say with a utility, they can go in, put their zip code in, and then every utility or every company that falls within the jurisdiction of the PSC will pop up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, another major thing that I want to do, the people who are currently in office do not treat their job like a full-time job. And according to Alabama code, it is a full-time job. It pays over $100,000 a year, plus insurance, plus retirement, a car, phone, staff of three. And that really bothers me. I mean, I wasn't raised that way. You have a job, you go to work. Well, I want to get in there and kind of analyze, is it really a full-time job? And if it's not, I'm going to go to the state legislature and ask them to cut it to a stipend position, which would literally save the state of Alabama millions of dollars. And I've had people say, hey, are you crazy? And I'm like, no, I'm a Republican. That's what Republicans should be doing.
Mm-hmm.
And also another advantage to this, having lived in Mobile as long as I did, I know there are times that people in Mobile and Baldwin County get shortchanged. Mm-hmm. Right now, we have three commissioners. We have one in Coleman, one in Greene County, one in Montgomery.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have anybody speaking for South Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
So if we could change this to a stipend position and add one more person and make sure that person is speaking for the people in the lower part of the state, then I think that would be a more equitable way to do it, and
mm-hmm.
and it would still save the state millions of dollars. You mm-hmm. ready for me to take a breath now? Because
and one thing, you know, about that additional position, don't you think that the Public Service Commission should be a regional election instead of a statewide?
Yes. Yeah, that's kind of my point. I mean, it's how can somebody who lives in Greene County know what the needs are of people in Mobile and Baldwin County? I mean, the reason I do is because I've lived down there and I have family down there, mm-hmm. but that's still not okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, another issue I have with the Public Service Commission, last year alone, they sent over $10 million to the general fund.
Mm-hmm.
And they like to brag about it. They say, look at this money we gave back general fund. Well, when you analyze it, it didn't come from the general fund. The Public Service Commission is a self-funded agency.
Right.
They make their money from the companies that they regulate. So, like,
okay.
What they charge Alabama Power, they charge them a certain amount, and that goes into their coffers. And
right.
when their reserve account gets to a certain amount, whatever is over and beyond, they send to the general fund.
All right.
And that originated in our pockets.
Okay.
That's an overage charge. That's a tax.
Okay.
And that's another thing. If you're a Republican, you're supposed to believe in small government, lower taxes.
All right.
I want to find out why, and I want to get rid of that.
Okay.
You know, like I looked at some more of their financials last year, and they spent $109,000 on out-of-state travel, $110,000 on in-state travel.
Right.
They hired 21 new employees.
Okay, and Robin, we're about 15 seconds away from our
okay.
break.
I would love to earn your vote.
All right. All right, folks. Robin Lackadary, thank you. And we hope you luck, I'm telling you, okay?
Okay. Robin Lackadary, Place 2 Public Service Commission. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
We'll be right back after these breaks, folks.
Welcome back to the George Williams Show. Your texts and comments at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
All right, folks, we are back, and we have plenty of candidates tonight, folks. And right now we have Ed Packer, who is on the line. Ed, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are y'all tonight?
Great, great, great. Tell our candidates, tell our station, our audience a little bit about yourself.
Okay, well, I am a candidate for Secretary of State this year. I actually worked in the office for almost 25 years under four different secretaries, working with voters, candidates, probate judges, circuit clerks, absentee election managers, sheriffs, and the members of the boards of registrars, training them and helping them know how to vote, what the procedures are, but helping the county election officials and even municipal clerks like town clerks and city clerks, training them on election laws so that all those local officials could be able to serve the voters in their respective jurisdictions so that they could cast their ballot and select the people who are going to vote or who are going to represent them in government.
All right. Ed, what would you do different that they're doing right now?
Well, there's a couple things. One, I think we need to have post-election audits after every election.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they did pass a law last year that will allow a pilot project in November.
Mm-hmm.
That'll pick maybe 3 to 5 counties. But they needed to go ahead and pass the law and make audits a reality for every election in the state of Alabama statewide.
Okay.
Secondly, right now, your listeners may not know, but their voter information, the information in the statewide voter file is for sale by the Secretary of State, except for their last four digits of their Social Security number and their driver's license number.
Okay.
We need to have an opt-out procedure where voters, if they want to protect their information for whatever reason, whether they're concerned about domestic violence or they're just concerned about their privacy or they just don't want to receive the mail from candidates, they need to be able to opt out and protect their information if they would like to. Right now, the Secretary of State's office does get to keep the money that is generated from those sales. So maybe there's not a financial interest for that office to push for this, but I'm going to push for that if I get into when I get into office. Also, I believe the Secretary of State should be granted expanded investigatory authority to assist the Attorney General and district attorneys in pursuing and rooting out voter fraud in Alabama. I've worked on over half a dozen absentee voter fraud cases
mm-hmm.
where the Attorney General or district attorney was successful. I've been working with voter fraud, voter integrity, election integrity, and I want to take that to a new level. And there is precedent for an executive branch agency to have that kind of power. The Ethics Commission has that kind of power to investigate and then turn over to the Attorney General their findings so that the Attorney General is ready to go to court.
Yeah, but one problem with that Ethics Commission, they don't ever come up with a finding.
Well, you know, they do sometimes.
Sometimes.
Sometimes they don't in real high-profile cases.
Right.
And that's a disservice to the people of Alabama.
Right.
And then even when they do make findings, I remember, you know, there were a number of years where they made findings against, for example, county commissioners that were using county road equipment to pave people's driveways or to haul gravel to people. And then they said, well, if you'll pay the money back, we won't prosecute you.
Okay.
Well, no, they need to prosecute. So if the Secretary of State under me, if the Secretary of State's given that kind of authority to investigate and make findings, you know, we will pursue that. And I don't ask people to do what I haven't already done. When Nancy Worley violated state election law in 06 by soliciting campaign contributions from my coworkers, I collected the evidence and turned that into the Attorney General Troy King, and he got her indicted.
Okay.
So I'm all for making sure people pay the price.
Right. Let me ask you a question. Have you seen the documentary movie 2000 Mule?
I have to be honest with you. I have not yet seen it because I've been busy, you know, unfortunately, right. I've been busy campaigning.
Right.
But I have been told about it, and I am concerned about things that have been, you know, revealed regarding other states.
Right.
And there are some people that have concerns about things that have been going on in Alabama. And I'm fully open. I am going to watch it, but I just haven't had the opportunity.
Yeah, you need to watch it, because for all of those lying Democrats out there who are saying, and the media, who are saying Trump's allegations are fruitless and there's, nothing happened. Well, I invite all of you Democrats out there to look at D'Souza's 2000 Mules, okay?
Yes.
And that is proof.
And the unfortunate thing is, even here in Alabama, not only Democrats, but we have some Republican elected officials that deny that there's voter fraud in Alabama.
Okay.
And that is a disservice. I've talked to the witnesses. You know, I've vetted them. And where it normally breaks down, so you don't see this actually get into court that often, but where it breaks down is when you ask someone if they'll be willing to testify in court.
Right,
And they're concerned about retaliation against themselves or their families.
That is true. And that's why all over America we don't have many convictions, because people are concerned, out of fright.
That's right.
Out of fright. Ed, a question. Are you just a Republican, or are you a conservative Republican?
I am a conservative Republican. I am a Reagan Republican.
Okay. Okay.
I grew up with Ronald Reagan. He was my hero, and he was my role model. I'm a Reagan Republican.
All right. How can people get in touch with your campaign?
Okay. Well, they can email me directly at ed@edpackard.com, and that's Packard like the old car, or like Hewlett Packard laptops. And
right.
So ed@edpackard.com. My website is edpackard.com. And I'm also on Facebook under Ed Packard for Secretary of State.
All right. That sounds good. All right, Ed, I'm sorry to cut you short, but, you know, we're only 7 days away, and a lot of people, a lot of candidates are calling in.
No, I certainly understand, and I've had a busy day myself. I just got done speaking to the Morgan County Republican Party and wrapped up with them and came and jumped on the phone with you. So I know what it's like to be busy.
All right, folks. Ed Packard, candidate for Secretary of State. All right, Ed, good luck.
Thank you. Have a good night.
All right. Bye. All right, folks. They're calling in to let you know what is going on. Now, last night, we got another call coming in. All right, you're on the air. Who's calling?
George, Michael Ledvix in District 95.
All right, Michael, tell our audience a little bit about yourself.
Sure. So I'm born and raised in South Alabama. Moved around a little bit between Mobile County, Baldwin County, Escambia County, Florida. Did a short tour in Illinois. Moved back home 11 years ago via way of Fairhope. And I'm back on the Fort Morgan Peninsula, living on family property. Spent almost 30 years in consulting engineering, 26 years in IT, doing marine consulting for the last 10 or 11 years. Been involved in politics most of my life, not as a candidate, but involved on different levels, helping other folks with campaigns.
Right.
And just always been passionate about helping people.
Right. What make you want to run for that position?
You know, I became aware, I won't say early on, but quite some time back, that I didn't think Steve McMillan was going to run again. And so I started searching for candidates that would be able to run for that spot. And at some point it occurred to me, you know, I live alone. I'm at that age in my life where I've got probably more free time than I've ever had or ever will again. And I need to stop bugging other people and step up and do it.
Okay.
And, you know, I've always thought public service would be a good spot for me. So took the leap, I guess you could say.
Okay. Anything special that you would do in that area that, you know, and Steve did a great job. You know, may he rest in peace. What a good guy.
Yeah. So one of the things that Steve was always focused on, in my view, was constituent services. And I think it gets overlooked a lot of times that the truth is one of the things people look for, want, expect is somebody to take their call, somebody to respond to them, somebody that listens to them, somebody who's willing to work to get answers and work on problems. You know, and I think that's one of the things that Steve did very well, and we're going to try and continue that that same vein that Steve did for certain. And then, you know, there's an awful lot of things going on down here right now, some that the legislator can could help with and some they can't, but certainly some of the planning for the infrastructure that kind of gotten a little behind the actual development itself is something I've got a little background in, having worked in consulting for as long as I did. So I'm fairly familiar with construction, engineering, permitting, planning, you know, whether it's the development side or the public sector in water sewer projects and that sort of thing. So right. I've definitely got some experience that I can bring to bear on some of that.
Right.
The other thing I'm involved in is public safety. I'm a volunteer with Fort Morgan Fire Department. I'm a battalion chief currently and president of the board.
Okay.
So that's another passion of mine, and I've worked for quite a while to, you know, volunteering and helping
All
with
right.
Public protection.
All right, Michael, you hear the music. and that's the commercial break time. So if you can hold on, we'll finish with you after the break, okay?
Sounds good, George.
All right, folks, we'll be right back after these messages.
Welcome back to the George Williams Show. Your texts and comments at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
All right, folks, we are on a mission. We're on a mission. We are allowing our candidates to get on the air and let you know what they are all about. And Mike, are you there?
I'm here, George.
All right, Mike, are you a conservative Republican or just a Republican?
So I'm a Reagan Republican.
All right.
Reagan's first run was my first chance to vote.
Right.
And I'd say I was the first Republican in my family. They were all
right.
They were all those Dixiecrats, you know, the conservative Democrats.
Right.
In South Alabama. There were no Republicans hardly.
That's right. And Reagan brought me over also.
Yeah. I okay. can remember my dad telling me, he said, son, you don't want to register as a Republican, you won't get a say in the election. There's no Republican candidate.
I understand. Mike, what do you feel about raising taxes as a Republican?
Yeah, I'm a believer that if you get something, you're going to have to pay for it. So you need to take a hard look at what it is people are pitching and why they're saying we need to raise taxes, because I don't believe that that's usually the route. There's usually an alternative. That's what we need to be looking at, as well as usually there's something we can eliminate that we've been doing that doesn't need to be done anymore. There's not a lot of looking back at how we got where we are and how do we eliminate things we don't need. And I'm afraid before, you know, we put something new in place, you need to be doing that. You don't need to continue programs that don't work and don't need to be in place. We need to get rid of those things and move money over. And what I have found in the campaign this year and last year is that most folks don't mind paying for what they use. The problem is they don't have confidence, and there's a trust issue with folks taking the money that they've already got and putting it where they say it's going to go. They feel there's a lot of waste and there's a lot of misuse. And some of that is that there is, and some of it's lack of communication and misunderstanding. So I think we need more transparency. We need to be open with folks. We need to communicate more.
Right.
I'm committed to holding more town hall meetings and getting out there. I think Steve was very good with communicating with his folks if they contacted him. I think we're going to need more openness than that even if we're going to make things work.
Okay.
All
right, Mike. How can our audience get in touch with your campaign?
Well, they can call the campaign phone. I'll give you that number. It's 251-233-1248. They can go to my website at Ludvigsen for House. That's Ludvigsen for House, Forhuse, .com. And from there, they can get my email and they can do whatever. That's the easiest way to do it.
All right, Mike. We appreciate you coming on, okay?
And
good luck out there.
Thanks so much.
Next week. All right, folks. Another candidate. And I think we're waiting for John Williams. I know John is listening. Give us a call so that we can put you on the air because we've moved your time because others were ahead of you. So if you're out there and you're listening, give us a call. And we'll let you talk to our audience. I think he's calling. Yes, sir. You're on the air.
Hi, it's John Williams.
Hey, John. How you doing?
I'm doing well.
All right. Tell our audience a little bit about yourself.
Yes, I'm John Williams, and I'm running for district court judge. If I lose you for a moment or two, I'm in sort of a bad spot, as we know happens between Mobile and Citronelle.
Right.
I grew up in Citronelle, and I went to Citronelle High School. I am the only candidate in my race that grew up in Mobile County. My mom owned the iron skillet for 30 years. Most people that know anything about Citronelle know about the iron skillet, so that always rings a bell for people.
Okay.
And I went to Alabama for college and Alabama for law school.
Wow.
I was an assistant district attorney in Montgomery County for 4 years, where I prosecuted every kind of street crime case imaginable, including capital murder cases.
Mm-hmm.
In 1997, I moved back to Mobile because my parents were getting older, and I thought that was the right thing to do. So I've been running my own law practice for 25 years, and I have represented civil plaintiffs and civil defendants and criminal defendants. As a general practice, I've done everything that you can do in a district court. I've worn every hat you can wear, and most importantly, I've been the city judge in Citronelle for 25 years. I'm honored to have that privilege to represent them as their judge, and I'm also the city judge in Satsuma. So I've got a lot of experience, George. I just can't go through all of it, I guess. But thanks for giving me the opportunity to be on, for sure.
Right. Well, we like to have candidates come on and tell our audience a little bit about themselves so that our audience will know how to vote.
Well, thank you for doing that. And my signs and my literature say actual experience, because I really do have the most experience in this race by far. I've done everything that you can do in a district court, as well as being a city judge for a quarter of a century.
Mm-hmm.
And I run a very professional courtroom. I run it with decorum, and I think it's important because, especially in municipal court and district court, sometimes it's the first court that people ever see. When they get a ticket and they want to contest their ticket in a city court, they do that. And in district court, they do that if it's a state trooper or a deputy sheriff. So I think it's really important to run your court the right way. And I think if you ask any lawyer that's ever appeared before me in all these years, they will tell you that's what I do.
All right. How do the folks out there get in touch with your campaign? Or anything else first you want to tell our audience?
I just want the audience to please look at the qualifications of every candidate. That's all I want. Just look at who is better suited to be the district court judge, and then make an informed decision. That's what I'd like. You can go to John Williams for District Judge on Facebook, and it will lead you to a website, and you can look at all of my qualifications and look at everything that I've been doing. And I appreciate very much the opportunity.
All right, John, we appreciate you coming on, and good luck.
Hey, thanks so much. Y'all have a great night. And please vote for John Williams for District Judge.
All right, folks. John Williams, District Judge, Mobile County, Alabama. All right, John, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
All right. Before our other candidate come on, folks, we're going to let him on during the last segment. A couple things I want to talk about. And last night, myself and a couple of our minority GOP Republicans went to Pensacola. And the purpose of going to Pensacola was to, as a guest of Madam B. Thomas, who is the president of the Black Conservatives in Florida. And they were showing a film, okay? It's called Systematic Deception. Outstanding film. And one of the stars of that film, she's been on this show many, many times, and she is also running for Congress in South Florida, Miss Letitia Jones. And she was there last night also. And this film, a documentary film, and there were a lot of blacks on there, and they were talking about how the Democrats have been victims of deception by black folks have been victims of deceptions by the Democrats. And, I mean, it was outstanding. And I'm trying to get that film where we can show it in different cities in Alabama, because both white and blacks need to see that film. Avita King, Dr. Avita King, was one of the guest speakers. Letitia Jones, there were quite a few of them. And a lot of them were ministers and pastors of churches. And they were talking about how the Democrats were deceiving black folks, black voters. And it's very, it was a good documentary. And I want to get that film, and I want to show it in Alabama. So I'm working on that now. Okay, folks. You Democrats out there, you need to see this. You black Democrats, you need to see this. You black you're Hispanics, other races, you need to see this documentary. I mean, it is outstanding. It's called Systematic Deception, and these folks will tell you why we as black people, black folks, are being deceived by the Democrat Party. Not me, because I don't believe a word they say, okay? I don't believe a word they say. But you weak-minded Democrats out there, let me give an example. I was talking to somebody over across the bay in Baldwin County about the oil prices. They were complaining. They were complaining. So I said, aha, you see what you get? You see what we all get? And they started talking about Trump. What the hell did Trump have to do with the oil prices going up? Huh? And the inflation going up. But they would revert back to Trump. Trump has been out of office almost a year and a half. What does he have to do? Black folks, wake up out there. Wake up. What is wrong with you guys? You're blaming everything on Trump. Biden is the president. Biden have been in office for almost a year and a half. Biden is screwing the whole world up, folks. Biden is screwing the whole world up, okay? He's blaming Putin. He's blaming Trump. He's blaming everybody except himself. And maybe he doesn't know it. We can't blame him. We can't blame him. But wake up out there, folks. Wake up. You need to watch this film. And another film you need to watch is 2000 Mules. This show you how the Democrat cheated, how they cheated Trump out of this election. Not only Trump, a lot of candidates were cheated out of this election. Okay? A lot of candidates. Why do you think Georgia got two Democratic senators? Because they cheated. That's my opinion. You look at this film. Letitia Jones was there. She told you how they cheated and wouldn't allow them to go and count, okay, when they were recounting. She told you. This was not a free and fair election. Stacey Ingram, who's running for governor as a Democrat, Stacey Ingram was one of the leaders of sending out these ballots, unsolicited mail-in ballots. Folks, wake up. Democrats, wake up. Get off the plantation. Get off the plantation. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the George Williams Show. Your texts and comments at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
All right, folks, we are continuing with our mission. And our mission is to make you aware of the candidates who are running in next week's primary election. And here is our last candidate of tonight, Chris Callahan, who's running for district court judge in Mobile County. How you doing, Chris?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you, George.
Good, great, great. Tell the audience a little bit about yourself.
Yes, sir. For those of you who don't know, I am a retired police officer and homicide detective. I was a firearms instructor, chemical agents instructor, field training officer. Started out in the jail 30 years ago and worked my way up to patrol, then field training officer, patrol supervisor, became a homicide detective, and eventually went to law school and then became a judge several years later, and now I'm running for district court judge.
All right. Chris, tell us, why do you want to run for district court judge?
I want to run for district court judge to keep violent offenders in jail.
Oh, okay.
When I was a police officer, I had one of my officers actually was shot and killed and died in my arms. And that day really solidified for me that I needed to go to law school, become a judge. I could put people in jail for murder. They would get out on bond, commit more murders. I could put them in jail, but I couldn't keep them in jail.
Okay.
As a district court judge, I would be the one setting the bonds. I would be the ones to take my police experience to the bench to say, you know what? You're a danger to society. You don't need to get out of jail. This is why I support things like Anaya's Law, which will be on the ballot as a constitutional amendment in November. And it's just a great opportunity to help people. In my time as an attorney, I have prosecuted, I've defended in the criminal sense. I've represented plaintiffs, defendants. I've tried cases in municipal courts, district court, circuit court. I've tried cases in federal court. I've been up the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals. Currently, I'm a sitting special district court judge. So if a district court judge is out, I sit in and handle their dockets for them, whether they're out for training or they're out sick or vacation. So I've had the opportunity to handle everything the district court handles, both as an attorney and as a judge. And one of the things that really drives me right now, other than keeping violent offenders in jail, you know, I'm very pro-police because I was the police.
Right.
but in Mobile County, district court handles all of the small claims cases. So in small claims, you have two citizens who are in the courtroom with some type of dispute. They don't have attorneys with them most of the time. It's just two citizens. And they need to know that the judge that's listening to their case, one, has practiced the areas of law that they have a dispute over, but two, has the patience and cares enough to listen to everything they have to say and will apply the law correctly. That way, when they leave, win or lose, they know that they've at least had their day in court. A lot of times people just, and I see this, people want to come and they just want to tell somebody, you know, and whether the law's on their side or not, they want to tell somebody. Mm-hmm. And it's just a great opportunity to serve others.
Okay, great. As a judge, what is a judge's principal duty? I know this. I want to hear from you. To interpret the Constitution, state, and the federal, or to make laws? Well, in your opinion.
A judge does not make laws.
Right.
Okay. The legislator makes laws.
Right.
And the judge basically applies those laws as written. Mm-hmm. To the facts of the case. So mm-hmm. when I hear facts come to me as a judge, people come, they give me the facts, then I apply the law to those facts. But I don't write the law. I don't make the law. I can't make law. And I mean, that's all I can do is just interpret the law and apply it to the facts.
Okay. What else you want our audience to know about Chris Callahan?
Well, you've asked all of the candidates tonight, because I've been listening to your show, whether they were conservative or not. A lot of people said they were Reagan Republicans.
Right.
I actually named my son after Ronald Reagan.
Ah.
So I don't just talk the talk. I walk the walk. He was just an amazing president, and I loved growing up in his under, you know, his presidency.
Right.
So much so that I named my son after Ronald Reagan.
Wow. Great, great, great. Anything else you want our audience to know about Chris Callahan?
Well, what I want you to know is that I'm a Christian conservative. I care about the people of Mobile County. I consider this position a position of service to the people of Mobile County. Mm-hmm. And I really urge people to make sure that next Tuesday, May 24th, please go vote. Mm-hmm. Because we're expected to have a low voter turnout. But our Constitution is the greatest document ever written in America. Mm-hmm. And it gives us the freedoms we have. And as voters, we get to exercise some of those things that the Constitution gives us to be able to elect our representatives. I mean, we live in a representative republic, mm-hmm. and that's the type of government we had. I think when Benjamin Franklin was coming out of the Constitutional Convention, a lady asked him, what kind of government did you form for us, Mr. Franklin? And he said, a republic, if you can keep it. Mm. So let's keep it. Let's keep All it. Right. Please go vote May 24th. And when you do, I ask for your vote. Vote Chris Callahan for Mobile County District Court Judge, because I care.
All right, folks, Chris Callahan, District Court Judge, Mobile County. Chris, we wish you luck.
Thank you, thank you. If you need to get in touch with me, you can go to electchriscallahan.com, or you can go to Chris Callahan for Mobile County District Court Judge on Facebook, mm-hmm. and get in touch with me that way. And I'm happy to meet with you, to talk with you, whatever you need.
Right. Chris, are there any Democrats running position?
There are no Democrats running.
Okay.
You know, a lot of times in these primary elections, this isn't just my election, but in the primaries, a lot of times there aren't Democrats running.
Right.
So while we have higher turnout in November, please go vote, because this is the election for many of these candidates, because they don't have a Democratic opponent.
Right.
This is your opportunity as a voter to choose your candidate.
All right, folks, Chris Callahan, good luck out there, Chris.
Thank you, George.
All right, folks, we got about a minute and a half, and I really can't express the importance of voting for conservative Republicans and Republicans that will not raise your taxes, Republicans that will get rid of the gas tax that we have, the large food tax. I mean, come on, now we have to eat, okay? And spend less money. You know, we are Republican, conservative Republicans, not Democrats. Democrats love to take your money and give it to other people and spend it. Republicans are normally stingy, and that's the way we have to be, folks. We have to be stingy, okay? And we can't keep overtaxing our population. We can't do that. So when you go out to vote next week, vote for my recommendation you vote for conservative Republicans, not just Republicans. You know, Republicans are Liz Cheney, and Romney and some of those others, okay? They are just Republicans, but we need conservative Republicans. And in my thoughts, a conservative Republican is a person, be it male or female, who has guts and who will stand up to these lying, crooked Democrats, folks, who are trying to destroy America. And Chris Callahan mentioned the Constitution, okay? Folks, they want to get rid of the Constitution. We can't allow that. And I tell the Democrats, remember 1776 when the British tried to take over America? Remember that. You Democrats, you're not going to do it. We are not going to allow you. All right, folks, get out and vote, please, next week. I know a couple people have already voted, okay? Get out and vote. All right. Vicon Dios, everybody.